דבר אלוהים אל מוישה, ויאמר אל אברום, אל יצחק ואל יעקב. גם הקימויסי, הספריסי, איתם נוסס להם את ארץ כנען, את ארץ מגוריהם אשר גרו בו. אנחנו חזל לרנב עם דיס פוסק לתחי הסמייסי מן התאירה. מויסי הסבריסי איתום לוסס להם את ארץ כנען את ארץ מגוריהם אשר גרו בו חזר דרשן ומיר גמור אל סנהדרי אף צדיק עמוד בייס שתחי הסמייסי מן התאירה מניין אותך סמייסי מן התאירה אני מבין לי לגמור אל סנהדרי שנאמר וגם הקימויסי הסבריסי איתום לא עושה להם את ארץ כנען לוחם לא ינאמר אלא לוהם כי רשעה שמכאן שעשילים יחייס וירשו את האורץ לקריוקו אסס how it could be, what is the שייכס השם is telling מוישה מוישה came to complain, we have to understand the סדר הדבורים is ואומר השם למוישה I went to power and power didn't listen ואל השם תרזל מוישה, אני השם ואהרו אל אברום, אל יצחק ואל יעקב את בארץ כנען ושמי השם לא יודעתי להם וגם הקימויסי הסבריסי איסום וגם אני שומעתי אסנאקס בקריוק ראס איזה קשר, what is the answer? אבל בעצם הקדוש ברוך הוא says I will keep my promise and we have to have the אמונה that will happen בקריוק ראס איזה הסבר אבל לכן אמור לבני ישראל אני השם והצייסי אסכם מתחסתי למצרים והצלתי אסכם מהבידוסום וגואלתי אסכם בזרוע הנטויה ואיש שוד מויסי ולוקחתי אסכם לי לאום ואיש לכם לאלויקים והבאיסי אסכם אל האורץ these are the five לשוני של גאולה ודלל הסדר is based on this person אמור לבני ישראל אני השם והצייסי אסכם מתחס סיבליס מצרים והצלתי אסכם וגואלתי אסכם ולוקחתי אסכם והבאסי these are the five לשוני של גאולה and כנגד these five לשוני we have ארבע קויסס and the קויס של אליהו is כנגד והבאסי והבאסי is when we come to base המקדוש this is the reason we call it קויס של אליהו it's really referring to the future גאולה לאוסיד לבוי So then will be the Evesi So now we have Ve'itzeisi ve'itzalti ve'goalti ve'lokachti So can I get the four L'shayne shel Geula We drink the four cups of wine This is what Rashi brings down Then Rashi has another mocker Can I get the four koises that says Three koises that says And the koises shel Saramashkim And then koises Shua says so אבל חזל say כנגד ארבע לשוינס עם ארבע פרשס זה ארבע לשוינס של גאולה remember שמזם נויה בך had a shear before Pesach and he would ask Alimol ארבע לשוינס של גאולה four cups of wine why not four apples ועל יסולים של התפוח כי התפוח בעצי היער apple with honey לא ששנה it works for אגויז כלל יסולים של אגויזים why four cups of wine who wants to drink wine yeah Not our generation. Yeah? Who wants to drink wine? Alba Kaisa Shalyai. Shmuzalman says the difference of wine and apples. Apples eat five. Much like some guys like pizza. One pie, two pies, three pies. You can't look at it. Yeah. Some guys like chocolate. One bar, two bars. Wine. The more you drink, the more you want. What is the pshat? Is it the tchunev wine? Geulas Hashem. Makes you to want more. Remember yesterday night I was sitting in my house, it was 2 o'clock my night. It's like 10 to 2. And my daughter asked me, Abba, you're sitting alert, what do you have? It's 2 o'clock, what do you have? You see, you're reading his words, what happens? What do you feel after you read his words? You feel something inside? Like she read it. He says, I don't feel nothing. Like, what do you feel? Is there? If you feel that you have to read it and you're suffering, I understand you, but it's tempted to. I see what is opening. I read it. She's standing near me. She read it. I don't feel nothing. I mean, you feel something when you read it or not. I want to know the truth, but tell me the truth. I will not tell no, but tell me the truth. You feel something, but it's nothing. It's just you reading. I just want to know the truth. You know, I can't even learn it in that. She said, I really want to know the truth. You're reading something. I'm reading a book I'm enjoying. You enjoy like reading a book? It fills you up. So I said, it fills me up. She said, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I'm telling you it's not. She said, I'm reading, it doesn't fill up nothing inside. So the answer is, in Torah, the more you read, then it starts to work. Same thing in wine. If you drink a little bit of wine, like I can't drink wine, I cough. It's a punishment for me to drink wine. I make Kiddush and grape juice, I can't. Yeah, some people, you know, they drink even when they're not allowed to, yeah? And they can't stop themselves. Kirvas Hashem, the more you have it, then you start to feel it. And don't say, I don't feel. People are like, you know, we want Mashiach will come. A lot of guys are very nervous. What will happen when Mashiach will come? Yeah? You know, we know more what's up. Well, all these things will stop. It's not the first thing he will cut off, yeah? And the restaurants will close right away. There's no suffix about it, yeah? This is the first thing Mashiach will do. He will put walls in different places, but this is what he will do, yeah? When he will come, he will be the King Mashiach. He will do all the things will change. So a lot of people are very nervous, right? But I don't blame them. They feel like a lot of enjoyments they will lose. But the answer is, you're close now, you're far away from Yeshua Hashem. But Yeshua Hashem, the more it comes, then the taste comes. Not the more you will have, you will feel that you have enough. And you see it b'chush. Alam alaluk ben azmanim. Who lives ben azmanim? The good bochim. Who the soul had to be fakir. The good bochim lived the whole zman, let him to rest. The shvach bochim chashdi will learn ben azmanim. But why is the mitzvah says that the guy that learns the whole zman wants to learn ben azmanim, and the shvach guy doesn't want to open? I knew once when a person is looking for a son-in-law, I was give advice. Check what he does ben azmanim. Check what he does ben azmanim. A guy that learns wants to learn ben azmanim. A guy that learns wants to learn Friday. A guy that learns wants to learn ben azmanim. If he's not in these and these times, everything else is a fake. Don't believe him that he's learning. Because if he's learning, if a guy says, it's too much for me, so he's not learning. A guy that feels it's too much, I need to chill, I need to relax, I need to take a break, it's not learning. Learning makes you to want more. This is the Metzius. Kirvas Hashem. So Chazal told us, don't take 4 apples. Take 4 cups of wine. When you drink, you know you want to drink more. That is the Metzius. The same thing is Kirvas Hashem. Vayidavu Moshe ki lebnei Yisrael v'lo yishomu el Moshe mikoytze ruach u'me'avoy v'kosh. And here is the Shver Pasuk. Klal Yisrael don't listen. Klal Yisrael don't listen. Vayidavu Hashem el Moshe leimer boi daber el mepar melech Mitzrayim v'yishalach az bnei Yisrael me'arzo. וידבר מוישה ויאמר בני ישראל לא ישמעו אליי ואיך ישמעני פרעה ואני ארצף עושה. חזר קורס, the first קל וחומר שבתורה. Moshe says, there's no point to go to Pharaoh. I tried to convince Klal Yisrael we're leaving and no one wanted to listen. I will go to Pharaoh. And all of the Mefoshim asked this kasha. I'm sure everyone has it from the time he's 6 years old, this kasha. The Pasuk says, why bnei Yisrael l'shomu el Moshe? Mikoytze ruach u'me'avoyda kosher. Pari doesn't have no koytze ruach and no avoyda kosher. So the pashtus is that Pari will listen. So what is the pshat? L'shomu el Moshe, mikoytze ruach u'me'avoyda kosher. V'yemer Moshe, hey bnei Yisrael l'shomu elai. V'eich ishmael li Pari v'ani aral sfosayim, I can't talk. I have problems in my talking. Bseder, if you would say, I tried to speak to Klal Yisrael, I didn't come out clear. I thought Hashem, after I spoke to you, you will make me a magic. My mouth will talk very nicely. I will have, you know, some people know how to talk. I will get that koyach. Bseder, I came back, I saw I couldn't talk. So Klal Yisrael were not convinced. This is the way Moshe blamed his not managing convincing that he doesn't have talking skills. So he says, Klal Yisrael didn't listen, Power will listen. The pasuk says, V'hem Yisrael lo yishomu elai, mikoytzvei lo yishomu Moshe, mikaytzer ruach ma'avei lekosha. They were working hard, they couldn't stand anymore, they didn't have a cup, they didn't have a yishuv adas, so they didn't listen to Moshe. So some of us should learn that Moshe Taka didn't know the truth. Moshe thought that they didn't listen to him because he didn't have talking skills. He didn't have koyach hadibur. And he said, Rebbeinu shel Olam, I don't have the koyach hadibur. There's no point in that. But it's not the pashtus. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, he said a shmuz. It's a famous shmuz of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. The Gemara says in our ksubas that Rav Ilish knew the languages of animals. So the Oroch brings down. Why? Rav Ilish was in jail. And came he started making quack, quack. There was a goy there. And he asked the goy, what does Oyrev says? What is Arab saying? And he said, he's saying, Ulish brach, Ulish brach. He says, Oyrevim lari. And another time he came and he said, what he says? Ulish brach, he says, Oyrevim lari. Then came a pitcher, a yoina, and also make quick way. He asked the guy, what the yoina says? He says, Ulish brach. He says, oh, yoina doesn't lie. Klai so nimshal yoina. Okay, it's the reason I could be wrong. He went, he opened the door, everyone was sleeping, and he ran away. Mikan muchach sherav ilish yoda sfas achayas. Mikan muchach shelo yoda, begoidu. The Oroch says, Mikan muchach sherav ilish yoda sfas achayas. So the Yochai Shmulevitz, if the Oyev lies, the Goy also could lie, yeah? So he's telling the Oyev, the Goy lies, and the other guy in jail also tells him to run away. He will open the door and he will chop off his head. The Talmud says, Rav Ilish heard the bird, he knew what the bird is talking. But he taught, a lot of times when a person is in jail, he hears what he wants to hear. You know how I every time know who wants to learn and who doesn't want to learn? Like, towards the end of Shir, like, you make like it's like, heel, you're finishing, you see who jumps. Yeah? Bimcha even said that you're finishing. The guys that are waiting to leave, you see their jump. The guys that want to hear more, they don't get up. It's every time like that. You can check it today, 12:30. Yeah? It's just in the CS, it's Alamo. The guy that wants to, some guy, they think they're ready, it's a Shchedesh Nissen, yeah? But they hear what they want to hear. So Mamele, he was scared, Dr. Chaim Shmulevitz, that he hears Ulish Brach because he wants to hear it. So he asked the guy, what they say? He says, yeah, the Tak is saying Ulish Brach. He says, yeah, Oyev is Meshaker, the Tziponat, and then he left. So Dr. Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael, even if I'm not clear, they have to hear that that we have to leave Mitzrayim. They're waiting for it. So I'm talking about, but you can't understand me. They were here free. Yeah. It means to go out. And they cannot hear it, even though they want to hear it. Power wants to hear stay. If I'm not talking Klo, Vaistoy is by me, is no way, is not even one word that sounds like we're planning to leave. Vaistoy is, I can't give over the message. That was the Kal V'Chaymer. So you write that Leishomu Mikoytzer Ruach Me'Avayda Kosher. But that Chaymer Ruach Me'Avayda Kosher is a reason that they will hear to leave. But from my Shver, I heard once that there's a Malbim, a Mishunadike Malbim, that is Meramis Pshat, is a Rashi. Rashi brings down in Yirmiyahu. And the pasuk v'arishoyim kayam mirgoshu ki hashkeit lo yecholu. V'arishoyim are like an ocean, like the ocean is full with dirt and mud. Rashi says the rishoyim cannot do tshuva because they don't have a heart to realize. Like the water that is not clean. Like Paroi, that says, Mi Hashem asher ishma bekoiloi. Like Sancheiriv, that says, Mi Hashem. Rashi says, the goyim have a problem, they have dirt that they can't see. Klal Yisrael had physical disturbing to listen. Avoido kosher was physically hard to hear, but the neshama was clean. The neshama was clean. Masha'enke, Paroi has dirt in his neshama. It says later, I heard it today, it's a Beinus in Abish, it says it. We'll get to it in the Borod. Kol Ha'ish Ha'yore is Dvar Hashem, Heinis is Miknoi Abayis. How the Pasuk had to finish? Umi She'ein Ha'yore Hashem, Umi Asher Lo Yishas Liboi. It's not that he's not Yore Hashem. He doesn't realize, he doesn't see. You could see Emunah Bechush. You could see Bo'ira Olam. You have to see Bo'ira Olam. You could see Bo'ira Olam. If you just look. If you just look, you see Bo'ira Olam. The Rishonim have something that they can't see, Tzok the Malbim. But Meile Moshe said, the physical things are stopping Klal Yisrael to see. For sure, Ruchnis Dika things will stop Paroi to see. But Meile, if Klal Yisrael don't hear me, Mikoy Tzeruach Me'avoyde Kosho, Paroi for sure will not hear me. Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Velarum Vayitzavum Lehoitzi is Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I'll tell you one more pshat stam that the Velt says, Hem Bnei Yisrael Leishomo Alei Ve'ech Yishmaini Paroi. So the Velt says, Ari Klal Yisrael Leishomo Mikoytzer Ruach Me'avoy Dekosh. They bring down from the Shlok Kodesh that Mikoytzer Ruach, it's slash Hasidish this word, but it's emes. That we don't mean nothing, that why Paroi was not Meshavet Shevet Levi? Why Shevet Levi was not in the Shibud? We know Chazal tell us Shevet Levi is not in the Shibud. Maybe we'll see a couple of psukim. Ve'ele roshet me'avoysov me'reuven, ne'shimen ve'ele shmoiz ve'levi. So the pasuk brings down the Shevet. Shevet Levi was not Meshavet. Because Moshe, Paroi knew, Kasher yanu oisoi ken yirbe ve'chen yifoetz, the Moshiyom shel Yisrael could only come out. He only could come out Meshiyom shel Yisrael from the Shibut. Kol ha-mis'abel al Yerushalayim zeiche v'royeh. A bachur that has it hard will become a Talmid Chacham. If it's not hard, no chance. No chance. Paroi knew that. He said, I know he has to come from Shevet Levi. Let me not delay them to work. As catch 22, he will never become the Manik. He can't. The Manik needs to pass Mitzrayim. And Shevet Levi is the Manik. So v'hem leYisrael leShomu el Moshe mikoitzer ruach u'me'avoyde kosher. Is given a koitzer, he was missing avoyde kosher. So I mean, slash chashidish, yeah. It was a koitzer of avoyde ruach avoyde kosher. Was a missing of avoyde kosher. So if Klal Yisrael think that Moshe Paroi that is not meshabed the whole Shevet Levi for that cheshbon, for sure will say Moshe, it can't be you. It can't be you. You didn't work, and I know exactly. You were in my house. You didn't work. Paroi knows even more from them this Yisoid. He's the one that's not meshabed Shevet Levi. Either they knew it or they didn't know it. But Paroi, I know. He led one 12 guys on not to work for this cheshbon. Now that guy saying, he says, exactly, you can't take them out. Zog the Shlo, what is the answer right away? Eile roi shebnei Ruven, b'choy Yisrael, chanoich falu chetzroi. B'nei Shimon yimu el yomin. Ve'eile shmois b'nei Levi. Why Levi gets names? Everyone has names. Nei Ruven, chanoich falu chetzroi karmi. Say, ve'eile shmois, b'nei Ruven, b'nei Shimon, ve'eile, no. Ve'eile b'nei Ruven, ve'eile shmois. Zon Chazal, what is ve'eile shmois? Look at the shmois. Gershon, kehos, umerori. Zog Rashi, what is kehos? שכוהו ימיהם באבוידו. זה מה שמזנה אז למדרש. שלא. שכוהו ימיהם באבוידו. גרשון, כי גרים היו, כהוס שכוהו שניהם מן המצורס, וממורי על שם מר הגולוס. אף ששיבטו אלוהי היו משוב עוד, רוצו להשתתף, ועושו שמו של בונוב להורי שהוא משתתף. מוישה רבינו, וייצא ויער בסבלו ישראל. מוישה made himself to feel the pain of כלל ישראל. So this is the answer that even that they were not taken in the Shibud, but Shevet Levi was noise ba'oil. And as a person is noise ba'oil, he carries the pain with all the person. It's ki'ilu he has the pain. And the Pasuk says, "U'arun u'moisha asher omar Hashem lo'itziu es v'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim." אל ציבו ישראל. הם המדברים על פארים על המצרים, לא יציאס מישראל ממצרים. הוא מוישה וארון. So the Mephoshim explain, הוא ארון ומוישה, אשר אומר להם השם, הוא יציאו את בני ישראל מארץ מצרים, says ארון before מוישה, הם המדברים על פארים מלך מצרים, מוישה וארון. Look, פרק בו, פוסק חובוב חובזל. Very interesting. The first פוסק, it says, הוא ארון ומוישה, that Hashem told them to take Klal Yisrael out. Hem ha-medabrim u-moyshe v'arun. So Rashi means the kasha. So one time it says like this, one time it says like that. Then the pasuk later says, Zogin v'foshim, when it speaks about lehoitzi, it says arun first, because ba'etze Moshe was the moitzi. When it says ha-medabrim, it says Moshe first, because really arun was the medabrim. להרו יש תשתולים הם. So the poster is ממשיך ויאמר השם למוישה ולאהרון כי ידעו לכם פארי למה אותו לכם מויפס ואומרתו לאהרון כך שמעתם והשלך לפני פארי ויהיה לסני ויבואו מוישה and they threw the stick and became like a tani. So they asked Reb Chaim when he was a kid, Chazal said that a kishuf is only 7 days. Why Paro didn't tell them? Instead of telling them it's a kishuf, Paro would say, leave the stick here. I want to see what will happen after 7 days. If it will stay a tani, it's not a kishuf. This is what he asked Reb Chaim when he was a kid. Reb Chaim answered because Paro thought maybe Moshe took a tani, turned it to a stick. And he came here, he turned it back to a tani. So now it will stay a tani forever. I mean, there was no eitzim. Hey, Hashem Kovei. V'mad lo shechir elom shlach es ami v'yavduni b'amidbor v'hinei lo yishomato ad kos. So I want to say a vault. It's a vault of Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky and Titan Emes Le'yakov. It's last week's vault. But it's Megat to our week. It's printed in Titan Emes. It's a kasha that is bothering everyone in this room. If he's the kasha only Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky could ask. Titan Emes Le'yakov is called the sefer. Rabbi Yankiv was Ish Emes. I don't know if you know the famous stories. Rabbi Yankiv, when he was a bacher, someone invited him to come somewhere to eat. And he didn't want to eat. He didn't rely on the kashas. His uncle came there. They were eating out somewhere in the hotel, and he invited him. You know, and he knew he's not allowed to eat there, but he was embarrassed to tell him, you know, I don't eat in. Recorded, I'm not saying exactly where, yeah? So he said, it was Pesach, I don't need Gibroch. So from that day, Rabbi Yankim never ate Gibroch. They say, Rabbi Yankim, when he was 90, he asked Eilik Lachtabayin Tfilin Barabin Utam. He asked him, what happens there? So once I was arguing with someone, he told me, why are you not wearing Tfilin Barabin Utam? I said, when I'll be 90, I will wear. So the day that became 90, we started word for another. Frank Rabbi Yankov, you read this parashas, and I'm sure every one of you has this kasha. Moshe comes to Paro, we could go out for 3 days. Paro says, no. Yes, they need the runaway. Tell me, this is the way to take Klal Yisrael out of cheating? Why? Moshe was not straight. Let Moshe say, we want to leave, period. Paro say no, and then we'll bend him down, and he will say yes. Why the whole thing had to be crook? So we don't have permission to ask him, but Rabbi Yankov, Isha Emes, couldn't learn his parashas. The starting of Klal Yisrael is starting on the left side. That's what he felt. So you could say, with Im Ikesh It Akesh, yeah. It's a good Akash. Zok Rabbi Yankov, a beautiful vote. It's a Chidush. Rabbi Yankov says that it's Emes Lamito. It's written that it's Emes Yankov. That Be'etzem, we know, is a problem. Klal Yisrael were only in Mitzrayim 210 years. Hashem said we have to be there 400. So there's one answer that Mefoshim say, really, that 400 starts to count from Leidas Yitzchok, and Bemele is Geirus, and the Koshi Hashibu. We know the answer is that, you know, it was Shari Tuma, and Hashem was, didn't want us to fall down, so he did Koshi Hashibu, and in a short time we managed to chaperayim a lot. Be'etzem, without the problem of Koshi Hashibu, we will stay there for 400 years. Without the Nun Shari Tuma, how long we'll stay there? There'll be no problem with Nun Shari Tuma. People will be. So we'll stay for 400 years till we'll work out the Cheshvan. Hashem saw Klal Yisrael is going to get destroyed. It was no prayer. He rushed it. Zot Reb Yankov, Hashem told Moshe, tell Paro, let him to go out for 3 days. Short Yachay Kale. They will recharge the batteries and go back to Mitzrayim for another 190 years. This was the original plan. They have to be there for 400 years. It's not to take them early. Hashem tells Moshe, but I know that he's not going to listen. And Bemele, I will do Koshi Hashivud, and Bemele, you will leave for good. Because without that, Rabbi Yankov says he has another kasha. Everyone is bound in the last parasha. You know, something not fair. Moshe goes and it becomes worse. Okay, after 5 minutes, it becomes better. But amazing, Moshe looked bad at the beginning. And he came to Klal Yisrael. It looked very bad. Moshe comes, he's demanding, he tells everyone it's going to be good, it fell. Okay, after a year it worked out, yeah? But in the beginning, everyone was so tired. The answer is it had to fall. He came to ask, Neilchot derech shloish esyomim na'avodas Hashem? And we'll come back. Paro said no, it had to become Koshi Hashibut, and the minute they went out. So we'll start. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paro, Koyom HaRashem, Adoko Asher Bayom Estomu Shubo Asher Yor Venilu Mitzrayim Lishtei Smayim Min Hayor. So what Hashem told them? Listen, Anoichi Maki, I will hit the Yor, the water will become blood, the fish will die, the water will smell, and you can't drink water. So what happened? He hits the water. Now listen good. Vayaskin Moshe, Vayaches HaMayim Asher Bayor, Vayefku Kol HaMayim Asher Bayor Ledam. What happened after it? Vadogo Asher Bayor Meiso, Vayiv Asher Yor Velo Yochlu Mitzrayim Lishtis Mayim Min Hayor, Vayi Adam Bechol Eretz Mitzrayim. All of us when we were kids, we learned what happened, the water turned to become blood. So what happened in Makas Adam? Yes, what happened in Makas Dam? What? The water became dumb? What else happened in Makas Dam? The fish died. Lack of missing a fish. What else happened? A bad smell, right? Smelly. Suppose it says, it was three things. Dumb, no fish, and a very bad smell. And they couldn't drink the water. Why they couldn't drink the water? Why they couldn't drink water? Why they couldn't drink the water? It was blood, right? It's what we learned in kindergarten. It's blood. Zok, here we're Baruch Hashem, now we're older, yeah, we're learning Tesis. Zok Tesis, that's Kirim Alabdeh. Why they couldn't drink it? It was only red, it was not real blood. It was red. But why you can't drink red water? Who cannot drink red water? And some Mitzrim go and drink blood. So why they couldn't drink it? Zokt the daskeni mi balatesis, because the water smelled from the fish. Zokt the daskeni anu pshat in the pasuk. We learn pshat. Why the pasuk is so busy with the fish dying? So we understand the pasuk is coming to tell us it's not red water, it's real blood. So the male fish die, and then they can't drink. The daskeni says no. It turned to blood. Hashem in a nozim make fish died. Vayivash velo yuchlu lishtes mayim. Look in the pasuk inside. Zayin pasuk of Aleph. Vadodo asher bayoyim meiso. If you can find the end Vayevchu kol ha'mayim asher bayoyim ledom. Vadodo asher bayoyim meiso. Vayiv asher velo yuchlu mayim lishtes. Frek the daskei mi balat eisves. Say vayevchu kol ha'mayim asher bayoyim ledom. Velo yuchlu lishtes mayim. And then say vayiv asher bayoyim. Vatomus kol ha'dodo. Why it says it became blood, the fish died, it smelled, and they can't drink. Zog did askeinim, they could not drink because it was smelling. Meile zog there, but when they dug all different places and they found new water, that water was blood, but they could have drank it, because goyim could drink blood. So this is the reason they were digging. They knew that every water will turn to blood, but will not be smelling. Not so yishmak. So it's two mahalach. The pashtus the mahalach is it became real blood, and the pasuk is only telling me that it's real blood to show me how vital it is that the fish died. Now it's like a kasha. If we learn that it was real blood and the fish died, how Klal Yisrael drank from the water? It says for the Yidden it was not blood. So why the fish were mitzvah? Why the fish died? For the mitzvah it was blood, and for the Yidden was water, and for the fish. Why the fish are mitzvah? Say, but if you're asking him, no shaykhis. The maki was water is blood, fish are dead, bad smell. And then, why are we so busy with that smell? I want to smell. Fish died, say it. Then on the last game, we'll go weiter. Vayomer Hashem in Paroi boil Paroi kriyomer Hashem shalach ami ve'yavduni. Ve'ato me'ando l'shalach ineni negev iskol gvulcha betzfardei. Some want to say, stam, the answer of Yankim's kasha, because it comes back in every pasuk, that Hashem wanted to make the nisoyin of Paroi lighter. If you will tell Paroi you have to free the people and they said no, no! It was so hard to Paroi. Hashem tells Paroi, I asked you for 3 days and you said no. Hashem was planning to take them out. But then Paroi said, he asked me for so much. I asked him to come 1 hour a day. I didn't ask to learn the whole day. 1 hour a day. Let him to go for 3 days. And you said no, Paroi. So when Paroi will come to the Shemayim, his Eidish will be a billion times more. He said, ask me to take half of my people out. I'm a human being. I asked you for 3 days, Paroi. It's 3 days vacation. And he said no. I'm saying another teretz. And Rabbi Yankov, kasha. The Lamin Hamur to Rutsim Lein Yonayim. In Elim Negev is called Vulcha B'Tzfardeim V'Shorat Zayor Tzfardeim. What is Tzfardeim? So, in the Cheder we learn Tzfardeim is frogs. Rabban says it's crocodiles. Well, today the new Agodas already have the pictures of the crocodiles. I think everyone knows already the Chazal that most sheetahs was crocodiles. It says in the pasuk in the end, "Rak bayoyl tisha'arno." So the Ramban brings out from Rabbi Chananel that it's crocodiles. The ad ayoyim in the Nilus is full with crocodiles. It says, "Rak bayoyl tisha'arno." If you go there, you find it. Brings down that we could see Dvar Hashem. Okay, but either way, if it's crocodiles or frogs, ושם הצעיר צפרדים ועולו ובור בביסכו ובתנורכו דבר צסתם that you know they didn't come from the earth because everything was dead already, was blood, and it was a nest that from the earth that Tzfardeim could come out because it was Be'etzer, there was no more left. ואימר השם אל מוישה נתן יוד חומתה על הנאורס על יורם על אגם על הארץ הצפרדים על ארץ מצרים וידע ארנס יודוי על ממצרים ותל הצפרדיה ותחס ארץ מצרים ויקרא פרוי למיישה ולארים ויאמר אסירו אליי ויוסר הצפרדים ממני ומעמי ויאמר מוישה לפרוי הספור אליי למוסר אסיר לכל עבודכו להכיס הצפרדים ויאמר למוחו הספר אל היום שיקורסו למוחו. The one said, the richest of power, he said, take away the tzfardim, but he thought maybe Moshe says yes, because anyway, Moshe is not a Novi of Hashem. So I want to explain a vault. It's very Megal, it's the next six parasha, but this is the Yesoid, Be'etzen, of all of this Makkas, till Makkas prayers. What is the fight Moshe Rabbeinu with Paro? Moshe makes magics, Paro back and forth. The Mefoshim explains, al pi de Maharal, Moshe, Paro knows Moshe is unbelievable. He has koiches. He thought Moshe is like this big black magic. Mamish, koiches she'en kedug mosu. Now, you're right, he's stronger than us. We're fighting, he manages. But it's not the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Moshe is arguing, no, I'm not a strong magic man. I'm the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, what is the difference, the Ribbono Shel Olam and black magic? Black magic, you could do a lot of things. You could take a cat and make it a person. You could do a lot of things. But black magic could be almost. Like they tell you, it will snow 5 inches, snow 7 inches. They say it's amazing. The man is new, right? They say it will start to snow tomorrow at 6 o'clock. It starts 6:05. Everyone says, wow, they're right. Why? Gevaldik, they know. Hashem runs the world. If Hashem says tomorrow 6 o'clock it will snow, and it snows 6 in a minute, it's not by oil. This is the difference if it's Beira Olam or it's not Beira Olam. And this is Be'etzim, the whole Vikuach with Paroi, with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe says, I will take away the frogs. Paroi says, no problem. Mocho, he made him a line. Rashi says, and this time exactly. I want to see if you could do exactly. This is what Chazal say later. Bachatzoi Salailo. Moshe says, Kachatzoi. Sheloyitu atztagnine Paroi. And if they will have a mistake of Tzalini Paroi, the Yom will Moshe Bada. What will happen? I said, everyone will die 12 o'clock. Hey. Yeah? It happened 12:01. Moshe Bada. Say, you know what? You died. Of Kamina. If it happened, if you had a minute earlier, even better. He tells me, Moshe, we knew that you're super. We know that you have Koichas She'en Kedug Mosam. But this is not Boir Oilam. You killed all of us, but not in the right... Moshe Badai! Moshe, you're not saying the truth. We know that you have the keys. You know how to make the world. You're stronger from the Malachim. We know you're very strong, Moshe. We're weak, what we can do. But it's not Boir Olam. This is the Vikuach the whole time. And this is the whole time, the Vikuach. Vayema lemocho, vayema v'sora tzfardein. ויצא מוישה מפרוי ויצק מוישה אל השם הדבר הצפרדים. ובפור שם say why ויצק, why had to yell, because it's a הלוכה that מספר הצורך להשמיע לאוזני. So מוישה had to yell because the צפרדים were making a lot of noise. מה שאין כן later he doesn't have to yell. ממשיך I'll finish with one vote because we're going late. We have the Makas Devil. Then the Makas Bored. And then we start by Amin and Imantrika is Bored, Mocha, Bored, Covet, Meoi. אשר לא יהיו כמויו בארץ מצרים למן היום הזה היורס דבר השם מעבדי פורו יהניס הסבודו בסמקנרו אל הבתי ואשר לא יסם ליבר דבר השם So the question is why you have to be a יורס דבר השם to put your mikne inside the bais Before that Pauri calls them and everyone tells Pauri Aterem teda ki ovdo mitzrayim All the mitzrim say Danzwa dea orev dever shchim He's right. Moshe says, Rabbi, he said, tomorrow, everything that is outside dies. Inside, what you will do? You'll leave it outside or you'll put it inside? I would say, the Meshuggah that left it outside and the Noam will put it in. Hayor et var Hashem. So it's a quote from my Rebbe, Rav Shimon Meisher Diski. It's a Briska quote. He said, how he said that tomorrow is big hail will come. And will kill everything. If you want, put it into the house. I'll say first the way he said it and then I'll make it a bit easier to understand. Is easier to receive, not to understand. He said, where you put, a person has a million sheep, where you will put it? He has a little daladamas, a little apartment. And I'll say, where you will put all the sheep? The Teretz is, he has a poshtaitze. We'll make couple strings with lovewood, has a din bais. The borah doesn't go in, it's a chalois din. And the borah doesn't go in a bais. But this you have to be Yoreh Dvar Hashem to believe that it's not the pshat, it's bold. Again, say, if you think Moshe pulls the string, the bold comes. So it will go in. If it's Hashem, and Hashem said it doesn't go on the bais, so chalois din bais, well also not. So Yoreh Dvar Hashem took five strings, made five lovuds, and put all the sheep inside. A person that Yoreh Dvar Hashem couldn't rely on it. So this is his vote. Yeah, I remember as Bacher, I heard it, he was lifted already. Sefer Masas HaMelech. So you're right, that is mamash like yeshivish. But you can say the same thing, even shracha houses that they had, farms, these things. It was not enough where to put the cows. They didn't believe that that could protect from a bowl. We'll finish with one more vote. In Marcus Albe, it says, when the Albe comes, Well, first one vote. Then it says in the Pasuk, look, Vayomer Moshe betzeisi esoir efrish eskapa yel Hashem hakoilus yechdolu v'abor. Rashi says, betzeisi esoir, I have to go out the city. Why Moshe has to daven outside the city? So Rashi, you're not allowed to daven in the city because it's a vidizor in the city. You know, here, aber betoich hoir lo yispale lefisha hoiso meleo gilulim. What happened to all the other makas, Moshe Davins? Why here Peter Moshe can't daven in the city? Zog the Welt, Rashi said in Parshas Vayechi that the Avidazor of the Mitzrim was the sheep. Right? So all the makas, forget, the sheep were outside, and the city was the best place to daven. But in Borah, they brought all the sheep in, so Moshe had to go out to daven. Well, see, why not? Why not? What else could be the answer? What else could be the answer? We'll stop here.